bad weather in the Columbus, Ohio area. I feel like we say that every single night, but tonight's threat slightly more imminent. So a true emphasis on scoring early on and grabbing a lead through five innings of action. And early in this one, it went all Lehigh Valley's way. Taylor Featherston, the second batter in the top of the third inning for the Pigs.
And with the corners staying in, here's the 1-0. Swung on and launched in the air, left field deep. Grossman is back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. The third home run of the year for Taylor Featherston. And the Pigs grab the early 1-0 lead here in the first inning.
And they'd hold the lead to the bottom of the third, where Columbus is threatening with a chance to tie. A pair of two-out singles brought up the middle of the order, and power threat Jesus Aguilar to face Jake Thompson.
A set by the belt, and here's the offering. A hook swung on a ground ball towards short, base hit. They're going to send home the runner, and we'll have a play at the plate. Up with the ball is Williams. Strong throw, online, he is a dead duck. Got him! Nick Williams guns down Naquin at the plate and ends the inning.
Third outfield assist of the season by Nick Williams. That's a team high. And it kept the 1-0 advantage for the Pigs through three innings. To the fourth. Pigs put one in scoring position in the top half of the frame, but unable to score. So to the bottom of the inning, an E3 by Tommy Joseph on a grounder put Robbie Grossman on with one out for the Clippers. Eric Gonzalez follows with a hit. Then Joey Butler flies to right for the second out of the inning. Guillermo Quiros then walks to load the bases after a close 3-2 pitch had Pigs position players jogging off the field already, thinking three outs. So with the bags juiced to the dish, a 300 hitter riding an 11-game hit streak.
Big pitch here, the 1-0. Swung on and ripped out left field deep. Williams looks up. It's out of here. A grand slam by the ninth hitting Ronnie Rodriguez. His first home run of the year is a biggie. A grand slam to left. And with the rain impending in the fourth inning, it's now 4-1 Clippers. Boy, dang.
And all four of those runs unearned. Bottom of the fifth, Darnell Sweeney guns down a runner at the plate on a ground ball to second. Second put out at the plate by the Pigs in this game. Columbus almost added more. But the Clippers held a 4-1 lead as the game turned official through five. But nothing more than a drizzle yet, so we'd keep on playing. Thompson comes out after five for Lehigh Valley. Severino Gonzalez in, but with two outs allows a solo shot to Quiros, his first of the year. 5-1 Clippers through six. They'd add two more in the seventh on a collection of hits. 7-1 Columbus. All while Will Roberts tossed a gem for the Clippers, not allowing a run after the second batter of the game, the Taylor Featherston home run. He finished seven innings, allowing just four hits, in line for the win. A six-run lead for the Clippers held to the ninth. And the rains held off all game, giving a chance for the Iron Pigs to come back. But they'd need a whole lot in the final inning of play.
Napa waits, pitches caught on a missed strike three. A hook in the dirt, they apply the tag on the backside in Columbus with a go-ahead grand slam in the fourth inning by Ronnie Rodriguez, and some terrific pitching has taken the second game of the series 7-1 and now lead 2-0 in the four-game set.
It's the seventh game in a row the Pigs fail to score a run after the sixth inning. And for the first time since going over 500 back in April, the Pigs back under 500, 15-16 on the year. Again, the final score, Lehigh Valley falls to Columbus 7-1.